Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 7. To the nation, once called of itself, under God, and to the sons of Ishmael, and to the churches of men. Hear the word of the Lord. March 28, 2007. From God the Father, and Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. A letter given to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. God the Father speaking.
Timothy, you are my servant. Doubt not yourself, nor my words I shall speak to you this day. For you are delivered out of the hand of the oppressor, and of even all he shall send against you. You are my prophet, and you shall endure. Even by the power of my right hand I shall prosper you. You shall grow strong, and proclaim my strong word to those who are close and to those who are afar off. You shall speak to the believer and the heathen alike, and shout my proclamation and my judgment against the heathen and your enemy, Ishmael. Even my judgment against your own nation shall you proclaim in a loud voice, in all manner of speaking and devices. For your land has gone the way of the wicked and the heathen. Even Sodom and Gomorrah are revived and now thrive before my face, within your borders. Yet I withhold my hand for the sake of the elect. They shall shortly be taken out of the way. Behold, I am against you, O nation of harlots. I had made you strong and gave you blessings beyond compare. Yet you turn your face from me, even the one who bought you in his own blood. Beaten, scourged, and mocked, even pierced for your transgressions. Yet you turn your back on him and use his name, even the very name I myself have given him, as a cursing, desecration, blasphemy. Therefore you, O nation not desired, you are given into the hands of your enemies. And they shall kill you and burn you with fire, and tear down all your tall towers. And you shall raise your hand in great anger and haste, and repay them double, says the Lord of hosts. For as you are given up, so shall they be given to you for retribution. Even double shall you afflict them. Even double shall they receive at your hand. A strong wind and a dark storm, a great whirlwind shall you be in your vengeance. Yet the end is not yet. For you have those among you, who I know and see of myself in them. I must take them. I shall surely deliver them. Then you shall fall, O mighty nation, and great shall be your falling. For then shall arise one whom you shall fear, and all who feared you shall fear him. And those who served you, you shall serve. And you will not be satisfied, and you will grumble and not sit still. But in false hope you shall rise up and meet your end, plucked up and put underfoot by him who is called wickedness and lying. Churches, hear the word of the Lord. You also refuse to hear, nor do you listen to what the Lord speaks to his flocks. Therefore cup your ears and give heed. Churches of men, listen to what the Lord your God says and give heed. You have all gone your own way and corrupted my word for your own glory. Pride is your master, and greed has entered into your houses, houses which bear my name. Blasphemy! I dwell not in any church made by human hands. I dwell in the temples made by my own hands. O churches of arrogance, how shall I gather you, when you resist all correction, and follow after the vain babblings of men in authority, heaping to yourselves teachers, wolves in sheep's clothing, saying that the word of God is the way into riches and material things? Woe, I say to you, who follow these acolytes of Satan, false teachers, soothsayers. Desolations are coming, and great want. How then shall these silver coins and paper, houses made of brick and wood, save you? The riches of men shall be taken from them in a day. What then shall you stand upon, O men of vanities and vain deceits? Churches, purify your robes, and cast out these leaders who speak as doves and teach doctrines of devils. My children, wash your clothes and purify your house, for the Holy One comes nigh. Be not left in bitter sorrows. Refinement in the heat of the Lord's day. Cast away these false doctrines. Stop committing fornication with the harlot. For your mother has forsaken you and serves your enemy, even Satan. She shall be left utterly desolate. Repent, therefore, and come out of her, says the Lord. Take not one of her doctrines to yourself. Return to me. Abide in my Son. He is your sanctuary from the storm. Yahushua, yes, Jesus is the gift and salvation. To him shall you flock. His flesh shall you eat. His blood shall you drink. Live in his word and obey my commandments. Beloved, your nation is judged and given up. Turn to God, for the Son of Man comes quickly to deliver you. Behold, you shall see the angels of heaven ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The sleepers shall awake, and you who are yet awake, having been fully awakened to him, shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. And forever shall you be with the Lord. Purify your faith. Purify your worship. Purify your houses. Do it now, says the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth.
Jesus the Christ speaking.
I have come not to make peace, but war, even war in my members. The scourging of nations, the wrath of God. The fulfillment of all that is written is at hand and shall progress quickly. Yet for the sake of the elect, it shall be cut short. Beloved of my heart, be not troubled nor weep. These things must be. Then the end shall come, and I shall show my glory. Yea, the heavens, even the whole earth, shall be filled with my glory. I am the power of God's right hand. I shall cleanse the sanctuary, restore the garden, and you shall learn war no more. No more, says the Holy One of Israel. For I died. Behold, I am risen. Amen. And so as I died, sin has also died in those who love me. And that which leads my people into sin shall also be destroyed. I shall trample it beneath my feet, grinding it to powder, never to be seen of again, nor remembered. Carried away upon the winds of restoration, which I am. A new day begun and established atop the setting of the sun upon this age of men. Thus the morning star has risen, first in the hearts of men, restoring them to glory, the writing of the holy law in their hearts. Now I am come, and shall arise and defend the weak and the needy, the afflicted. A great recompense paid in full against the wicked and the wickedness of this world. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And with a sharp sword, with two edges, shall it be carried out. It shall surely be done. Behold, the morning star is risen. The universe is filled with his glory. and that glory shall abide with men, even in them and among them. I shall be a father unto them, and they shall be my beloved children, forever. Lo, a return to innocence. Paradise lost is paradise found. A return to the garden. The universe, your playground. Thus as I have spoken, so shall it be done. The mystery of God revealed, the counting of days no more. Forever young, in the presence of your shepherd, your redeemer, your father, your brother, your most beloved friend. The fulfillment of all things for which your hearts have groaned. I am the meaning of life, and all who live in me, and I in them, will live forever. Amen and amen.